第12课.
One. Listen to the text about Mother's Day, then read aloud.
听这篇关于母亲节的文章，然后大声的朗读.
Mother's Day is celebrated on the second Sunday in May. Mother's Day is a time for children to show thanks to their mothers.
5月份的第二个星期天是母亲节。 母亲节是孩子们表达对母亲的感谢的节日。
On Mother's Day, children give gifts to their mothers. Some children buy candy and flowers in the stores. Other children make gifts at home. Children also do things to show love to their mothers. For example, they may do the laundry or cook dinner.
母亲节那天。 孩子们把礼物送给他们的妈妈，有些孩子会到商店买糖果和花，有些孩子会在家里自己制作礼物。孩子们也会做些用来表达对母亲的爱的事情，例如，他们可能会洗衣服或者煮饭。Don't
forget to say thank you, Mother, and Happy Mother's Day to your mother. Don't forget to give your mother a big hug.
不要忘了跟妈妈说声谢谢你，妈妈，母亲节快乐，请不要忘了给你妈妈一个大大的拥抱。Read
the story, then follow the instructions.
读故事，然后完成下面的练习。
大卫躺在床上，妈妈跟大卫吻别道晚安，我爱你，妈妈说。大卫微笑地看着妈妈，然后问：“妈妈，你为什么爱我呢？”
Because I do
homework
quickly.
Yes,
David. No, said Mother.
Because my homework is good? Because my school homework is good? David asked. No, not. Mother said.
Do you mean you don't care about what I do? Asked David.
你是说你不在乎我做了什么？ 大卫问。
I do very much, said Mother. I'm happy when you get good grades. I'm happy when you play the violin well. I'm happy when you finish your homework quickly. But these are not the reasons I love you.
我很在乎，妈妈说，你取得好成绩，我很高兴。你的钢琴弹得很好，我很高兴。 你能那么快地完成家庭作业，我很高兴。但是这些都不是我爱你的理由。
Why do you love me? Asked David. I love you because you love David, said Mother. That's enough for me to love you. The love in my heart is like the sun in the sky. It's always there, even when you can't see it.
那么你为什么爱我？ 大卫问。 我爱你是因为你是我的大卫，妈妈说，这足以让我爱你了。我心中对你的爱就像天空中的太阳，即使你看不到它，它也一直在那儿。
Lesson 13.